Dear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, in other words, O insan, it is better for you that you spend the excess that you have, more than what you need, what you require. It is better for you that you spend it, and the fact that you hold it or you're holding it back is worse for you. So in other words, the excess over and above a person's needs and his requirements, just the habit of holding back and hoarding, this is evil and is bad for you. وَلَا تُلَامُوا عَلَىٰ كَفَافٍ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that a person won't be taken to account for what he needs. In other words, he earns and he gets, and what his requirements for himself and his family, that's what he keeps back. A person won't be taken to account for that. Then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to spending, how should a person spend? Where should he start? What should be his starting point of spending? So he says, "Wabda biman ta'ul," that start spending on your own dependence, on your own family. In English, the saying is charity begins at home. This is where they're getting it from. Actually, from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولْ, that start with your own family. The hadith we did, أَنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مُحْسِنِ الْأَنْصَارِ الْخَطَمِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who wakes up in the morning at ease with himself, in other words, he's got peace of mind. He wakes up in the morning, he's not fearing sudden enemy coming from abroad and attacking. Or he doesn't fear anything for his family. So mentally a person woke up, he's at ease, he's peaceful, he's got that itminan. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. The next thing he's got is he's healthy in body. So one is peace of mind, number two is healthy in body. Indahu qutu yawmihi. He's got sufficient supplies for one day. For that particular day, the person has got enough supplies. So peace of mind, he's got a healthy body, and he's got sufficient supplies for that day. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, it's as though this person has been blessed with all the treasures of the world. All the treasures of the world, he's been blessed. He's got these three things. He woke up with peace of mind, with a healthy body. He's got enough supply for one day. It's as though he's been given the treasures of the world. And to understand this, to speak to a person who's lost his health, who's got terminal illness, he'll tell you that how fortunate that person who's got health is. That person who's lost his sanity, or that person who's under constant stress and he needs tablets all the time, he'll tell you how fortunate that person is who's at ease, who has a peace, who doesn't have stress. So this is the beauty of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those persons, people that have it and they've got so much, all that wealth to get that peace back, sacrifice that wealth to get that health back, but it's too late. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that it's as though this person has been given all the treasures of the world. Today's hadith in Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person is successful. Who? That person who has been granted Islam, he's accepted Islam, وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا, and his sustenance is sufficient for him. In other words, it's enough for him. He doesn't have to stretch his hand out in front of anybody. He doesn't have to ask anybody. What he's earning is enough for him. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, the next thing is, وَقَنَّ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَآتَاهُ, and then this person is content, he's happy with his lot. In other words, he's not continuously desiring more and more and more, because the person who's got and he still desires, he's a pauper at heart. He's a poor person in heart. It doesn't matter how many millions he's got in his account, but the fact that he's continuously desiring, then he's a pauper at heart. I'll do one more short hadith and finish off. And Abi Muhammadin Fudalat ibn Ubayd al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Tuba liman hudiya lil Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba liman hudiya ila al-Islam. Tuba actually means shabashi, mubarak. In English we say congratulations. In Arabic the word is Tuba. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying Mubarak Badi, congratulations to that person that has been guided to Islam. Like how somebody when come back from Hajj will tell him congratulations, Mubarak Badi, Shabashi. Somebody finishes his hijj, will congratulate him. Like this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that person that has been guided to Islam, congratulations to him, because it's a great thing, very great thing, the fact that he has been given Islam. In fact, Mawlana Hazrat Abdul Haq Umarji rahmatullah alayhi, at the time of Qurbani, he would do one special Qurbani for that person that accepted Islam the first in his progeny, in his khandan. The person that accepted Islam first, he'll make niyat for that person. Through his barakat, today we all are Muslims. Otherwise, probably we would have been Hindus, we would have been Banyas. So thinking of him, his ihsan on the whole family, he'll say that I'm making this niyat. That person that accepted Islam first, this animal's reward and sadaqah, or the reward of this animal goes to that person, because how we are benefiting today. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying congratulations to that person that had accepted Islam. وَكَانَ عِيشُهُ كَفَافًا. And then after accepting Islam, his livelihood is enough for him. In other words, again, you don't have to stretch, you don't have to ask anybody. Livelihood is enough. وَقَنَعَ. And the next thing after that, وَقَنِعَ, is this person now is happy and he's content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Because this contentment also is a very great thing. Sometimes you'll find people, I mentioned this incident a few times, and there's a person that came to see us once, and he, assets that time, maybe about 10 years back, net asset value 150 million. Net asset after all, liabilities, everything. But then he says that he can't think without having a cigarette in his mouth. Why? Under stress. Business stress, this stress. So it doesn't matter. Sometimes we think that contentment has to do with amount. It doesn't have to do anything with the amount. Contentment has to do with the heart. That person Allah Pak has given, he made his heart happy. Even with a very little, this person is a very happy person. So therefore the last thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the hadith, that he accepted Islam, his livelihood is enough, is sufficient. And then after that, this person is happy. This person is really a happy person and a rich person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding and give us the tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.